7:34 to play first half here at Hawkeye Pavilion. Cougars with a 19-18 lead over UAB. And as you might expect, the stat sheet very similar. Blazers 8 of 18, Cougars 8 of 17. 11 rebounds for Houston, 8 for UAB. 4 turnovers for the Cougars to just 2 for the Blazers. Cougars being paced by Marcus Cousin and Kelvin Lewis with 6 points apiece. Cougars with a new 35. Deshaun Williams inbound right of the basket. Looks for somebody, lobs it out to midcourt for Kelvin Lewis. Lewis working against Channing Tony on the offensive end. Goes to Desmond Wade in the midcourt logo. Now on the left sideline for Karan Calhoun. Back to Lewis out top, looking for a screen, open for three. Bullseye, Kelvin Lewis, his first three of the ball game. Cougars' biggest lead at 4, 22-18.
You know, Tom, real quickly, that looked like a design play where Kelvin Lewis gets the pitch back and then dribbles behind the screen. The defender goes underneath, and he made him pay for it.
On the wing is Kennard. Lobs it in on the block for Channing Tony against Nick Mosley, who's checked in the ballgame. Tony with a little 8-foot jumper is no good. Rebound to Desmond Wade, who skied high for it. Wade on the near sideline to Sean Williams. Back to Wade, driving left side. Left elbow jumper on the way. Off the mark, no good. Rebound picked up in the lane by Mosley. Back out to Lewis. New 35 for Houston with 6:40 to go in the half. Here's Desmond Wade toward the left sideline. Working on Johnson. Taking to the basket. Jump stop from 8. Banks it home off the glass. Desmond Wade. 24-18. Cougars by 6.
That's the fourth time Desmond Wade has shot that shot, twice on each side of the floor, and I think he feels like he has an advantage, and so far he's making it pay off for Houston.
Well, he's got an equal-sized defender, so if he can work on Johnson, he's going to exploit it. Here's Kennard driving baseline left side, airmailed everything. Kelvin Lewis back the other way, driving left of the paint, off the glass, high, and rolled it down softly for two more. And a timeout, Mike Davis and UAB, as the Cougars have gone on a roll here and opened up a 26-18 lead. Scoring 7 consecutive points since the timeout.
Well, and a good timeout by Mike Davis, because Houston has done a fabulous job just here in the last 4 or 5 minutes of this basketball game, working the offensive boards, moving the ball around, and attacking the paint on the inside. And when it's not there, Kelvin Lewis has been big for the Cougars on the outside.
We want to remind you to join us here at Hawkeye's Pavilion on January the 21st. When the Cougars will take on the East Carolina Pirates, you can call 713-GO-COUGS for tickets or log on to uhcougars.com. Our next home game proudly sponsored by the United States Army. Cougars with the early lead in today's ball game. 6:06 to play in the first half. It's Houston 26 and UAB 18. And Kelvin Lewis now with 11 points here in the opening half of action to pace all scorers in the game.
You know, one of the things that I find interesting, and it's a statement about how well the Cougars play one-on-one defense. 5 guards for UAB, they spread the floor, they're attacking the paint, but they only have 1 assist at this point in the ballgame.
Underneath for Howard Crawford, he goes up strong for a shot. Mosley over the top picks up the foul. For Nick, his first, that's 5 on the Cougars. And Howard Crawford will go to the line to shoot a pair. Crawford on the season averages 5.5 points per ball game off the bench. She is a junior out of Utah, Alabama. But you spell that E-U-T-A-W, Utah, Alabama. 75% free throw shooter on the season. Rims the first one, in and out, no good. Crawford with 4 points off the bench in today's game. 26-18, Cougars remain with that 8-point lead. 5:55 left here in the opening half at Hawkeye's. Opening game of the Conference USA season. Second one by Crawford is good. 5 points on the night for Howard. 26-19. Cougars with the advantage and the basketball. Wade against Johnson. Trapped on the near sideline. Calls timeout before he dribbled himself into the double team. And that time, the point guard did what you don't want to do, is trap yourself in the corner just across midcourt and along the sideline with no place to go and nobody to pass.
You know, it really looked like he thought he could turn that corner. Good defense by UAB, forcing him back to the double team, as you pointed out. But he wisely took the timeout before he got himself in any trouble, so they're going to maintain possession here.
You know, we saw a very veteran looking freshman point guard for about the first 8 or 9 games of the season in Desmond Wade, and then maybe his team's got a little tape on him. They tried to play him a little bit different. We saw some inconsistent play, but it now looks as though Desmond's got his second win, if you will, and is becoming more confident on the floor again.
Well, and, you know, sometimes that's also a reflection of that cliche about this being a new season. Sometimes it feels like a new season. Coaches treat it like that with their approach to practice. They treat it that way with their preparation, being the first conference game. And he's come out and looked like a really good basketball player today.
Wade gets the ball in backcourt as the Cougars put it back in motion. Man-to-man defense. Aaron Johnson hounds him all the way. 22 to shoot for Houston. Wade gets to the top of the circle, now drives left side, gives it up to Deshaun Williams. Williams now picked up by Johnson on a switch. Williams will try and take the smaller man inside, now has to back away at the free throw line. Pops it out to Kelvin Lewis, steps in, 17-foot jumper on the way, no good, but he got hammered on the way up. And the foul will be on Aaron Johnson, who picks up his second. And Kelvin Lewis back to the line to shoot two more free throws with 5:27 left here in the opening half.
You know, and you knew that was going to be a problem. They're switching that weave at the top, and just a mismatch. He doesn't have the size to stay with Lewis, and Lewis did the right thing by attacking him right away.
Kelvin spins the first free throw around and out, no good, so it remains 26-19. Kelvin now 2 out of 3 from the stripe, make it 2 out of 4 as he misses them both. So we stay at 26-19. UAB with the basketball as Johnson comes back the other way for UAB. Johnson dribbles between the circles, guarded by Desmond Wade. Pulls up his dribble now, comes on the near sideline for Tony. Tony back out to Johnson between the circles. 18 to shoot for UAB. Johnson directs traffic, finds Tony. 3-point line, left side. Goes to the top of the arc now, picked up by Mosley on a switch. Drives left side, a 10-foot fadeaway is too strong. Rebound to Sean Williams. Up the left sideline for Desmond Wade. Wade down to the corner now for Kelvin Lewis and back to Wade. Wade comes for Williams toward the right side. Now out to Wade on the left. Kind of a 2-3 zone, maybe a matchup, but here's a mismatch. Robert Vaden against Desmond Wade with 16 to shoot for Houston. Out for Caron Calhoun. Calhoun looks for a cutter, can't find Lewis, now does. Ball poked out of his hands. Lewis picks it up in the backcourt with 6 to shoot. With 5, with 4, Lewis will launch a deep 3 out top. Bullseye! 26 feet away, Kelvin Lewis.
Big time shot, and it looked like there was even contact on the play, so easily could have been a 4-point opportunity.
Baden with a deep 3 on the other side is no good. Chased down in the left corner by Desmond Wade. Up the sideline he goes. In the lane with a runner off the glass, too strong. Rebound, Mosley poked it out of bounds. It'll belong to UAB. 4:02 left. But boy, what a big play. Kelvin Lewis keeping his poise. He chased the loose ball back into backcourt, came in, got himself in range, 26 feet away, and found nothing but net.
Well, so far he has been the best player on the floor, and he's doing it on both sides of the basketball because he's doing a very, very nice job on the big score for UAB, Robert Vaden.
It's only been held to 4 points so far. Paul Delaney back in the game, has it, dribbling right side, 3-point line. Marcus Guzan picks him up on a switch as he comes back in for Mosley. Delaney holds, looks for somebody, for something. Better do something. Finally gives the ball up to Crawford, back to Delaney. Near side for Kennard, going to try and drive to the left baseline. Shut off by Coleman, back across the floor for Delaney. Deep shot with 3 on the clock. No good. Rebound comes off to Deshaun Wade. How many rebounds is that for Deshaun in the early going? He's got at least 4. Here's Williams in front court for Houston. 3:15 to play first half. Cougars working on a 10-point lead, 29-19. At the hash mark, left side. Bounce pass in on the block for Kuzan. Trying to work his way on Crawford. Goes up and under with the right hand. Yes! Marcus Kuzan with 8 points in the half. And it's 31-19 as we hit the 3-minute mark.
And when Marcus is getting a foot in the paint, he is just really, really talented because he has such a great touch around the rim.
Here's Vaden, left side, picked up by Wade. Wade poked it away and stole it. 3-on-1, Houston. Wade comes for Deshaun Williams. Underneath with the left hand, no good. Tipped up by Calhoun, no good. And Calhoun got the second foul, and Mike Davis has to take another timeout. Desmond Wade stripping the ball from Robert Vaden to get it going on the break. Williams missed the layup, but on the second chance opportunity, that's the second time tonight Calhoun has played volleyball on the rim and put it back in the second or third time.
Well, and I think what we're seeing is the depth issue showing up for UAB. They don't have the post presence, and they're playing a little bit conservative, and frankly, the Cougars are outplaying them. You see a little guy in Desmond Wade defending big guys in the post on the switches. He's out on the perimeter, tipping the ball, making steals. You see Caron Calhoun going to the glass. I think it's simply a case where the Cougars, they can smell the blood in the air, and they're really going after it right now.
Cougars with the advantage, 33-19. UAB just 8 of 20 free shooting for 34%. Cougars, on the other hand, are 14 of 22. And that's 52% in the ballgame. 14 points for Kelvin Lewis, 8 for Marcus Cousin, 7 for Caron Calhoun. UAB will have the basketball 94 feet away. 2:38 left in the half.
Well, and the bad news for UAB is Desmond Wade is on the bench, but Williams comes in to spell him, and he is just as good, if not a better defender on the basketball.
Here's Baden, three-pointer from the left wing. Missed badly, goes off the hands of Howard Crawford. Out of bounds, belongs to Houston with 2:22 left in the half. Officials timeout coming your way with 2:22 left. Cougars 33, UAB 19. You're listening to the Houston ISP Sports Network.